Joining us right now with his weekly COVID update is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And my pleasure. Good afternoon to you on this beautiful day, and thank you for having me on again this week.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, before we get to COVID, I did want to talk to you something kind of related. Of course, the elections are over now. I wanted to ask you first, how did the elections overall go in Brockton?
In the city of Brockton, it was exceptional. It was respectful. It was professional. It was sanitary. It met all the standards with COVID-19. We had law enforcement there to make sure everybody felt safe. And again, I just want to give every voter, it doesn't matter what party, Republican, Democrat, unenrolled, independent, whoever did their duty. I was out at 6:30 in the morning that on Tuesday just thanking people. It was a cold morning. It was about 36 when I was out there, just thanking everybody for doing their duty. And again, everyone was standing socially distant, and it was wonderful here in the city of Brockton and in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Now, something kind of related to that, we have been seeing some protests across the country. There were also concerns of potential unrest that might result as due to the election. Have you seen anything like that in Brockton, or is that a concern of yours at all?
Well, again, there's always a concern. You always want to have a safe, healthy community. I mean, that's why I serve as the mayor, and that's from a health perspective and a public safety perspective. So, thankfully, no, we have not seen that. Again, I think everybody was respectful the day of the vote. Commonwealth has already made a decision who won in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And again, I'm just like you and everybody else. We're watching to see the final tally, and we'll see how everything pans out. But in terms of the question of public safety or unrest, we haven't seen that, thankfully, and I hope to God we don't see that.
All righty. Well, now I do want to talk to you, unfortunately, about COVID. What are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's the saddest part of my job, Dan. We're up to 305 loss of life. 305 Brocktonians have perished because of this deadly virus. And currently, right now, there's 397 known active positive cases, 397 residents are dealing with positive cases, and total cases overall, 5,468. So, unfortunately, the numbers are going up. Again, it's not unique to Brockton. We're seeing that across the state and across the nation. And, again, we just have to be diligent and vigilant and continue our efforts. And I have a call every morning at 10:45 with the Board of Health Director, Eno Montesor, with Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, and Steve Hook, our Director of Brockton Emergency Management. So, you know, the efforts continue and will continue until it's a zero count in Brockton. I don't forecast we're going to see that in the near future, but it is just really overwhelming at times that it just continues to escalate. But you know what? We're being tested, and we need to continue to work diligently to pass the test. And again, the saddest part, Dan, is 305 residents have died because of this virus. So the doctors have told me, the chief of ERs at the different local hospitals have told me that there's sick people there right now with COVID cases. So, unfortunately, you know, and I'm hoping it's not, but it could be a precursor to additional loss of life. So we'll continue to work with all the different segments of the population, from the clergy and the pastors to our school and business owners, and just continue the efforts to follow the health guidelines set by the state.
And is the city still in the red classification?
We are in a deep red classification, 121 municipalities in the Commonwealth. Of course, Governor Baker's order goes into effect at 12:01, tomorrow being Friday. So, you know, the curfew that I have in effect is still in effect, but in essence, the governor will trump that because, again, it's going to be a stay-at-home advisory as of 10 p.m. Every single evening starting tomorrow. So we're all in this together. It doesn't matter where you live, but, you know, at the end of the day, my role is to be the mayor of Brockton and make sure that we continue to work diligently against this deadly virus.
Now, I did want to talk. I'm glad you did bring up the executive orders, because I did want to talk to you about that. What kind of an impact do you think this is going to have, of course, on restaurants and other businesses in the city?
I mean, it's gonna have an impact without question. I mean, that's a reality. But I think, quite honestly, we need to do it in a safe mechanism, and it's really something that I do applaud the governor to do. And again, my curfew is 11 p.m., so restaurants in the city of Brockton for months now have been closing at 11 p.m. In-person dining now, as of tomorrow, will be 9:30 p.m., so that is an hour and a half difference. But again, this is all being done out of the abundance of caution to protect the welfare in the city and in the Commonwealth and in the country, quite honestly. So it will have an impact, but again, COVID-19 has had a great impact to loss of life and to losses of business. So, you know, I do want to just ask everybody that's listening to your show to please abide by the governor's executive order. And again, there'll be a day when COVID will be in the past, but we're not there yet, Dan.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
As always, I appreciate your time. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.